Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City Council meeting, City of Arroyo Grande, for Tuesday, February the 26th. And we're also convening this evening as the Redevelopment Agency. Roll call, please.
Council Board Member Costello.
Here.
Council Board Member Guthrie.
Here.
Council Board Member Arnold.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chair Fellows is absent this evening. Mayor Chair Ferrara.
Here. Before we get into the agenda, the council met in a special closed session meeting this evening where we discussed personnel matters and legal matters, and we have no report out of closed session at this time. Item three is our flag salute. We're pleased once again to have American Legion post number 136 here this evening to lead us in the flag salute. And if you would, please remain standing for our invocation. Pastor Robert Underwood is here from First United Methodist Church.
Please uncover. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us be in the presence of God as we pray together. On this pleasant California winter night, look graciously, O Lord, upon our city, where it is apathetic. Supply it with compassion. Where it is in need, provide us with resources. Where there is misdirection, give us sound guidance. And where our community holds to what is just and kindly and of goodwill, give us encouragement. Give us your light and your truth, and let them enhance us. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you being here tonight. And you're putting those hats on so you can, you'll be a good official presence for the camera when we hear about American Legion, right?
Thank you. Well, just a few short notes.
Sure.
Thank you, Councilman and Mayor. We've started up Bingo again to raise funds for our community projects, such as Boys State scholarships, high school scholarships, and a lot of other programs we have. Bingo, the door is open at 4:30. It's open to everybody that can, from any, and the meal will probably be over with at 7. There's also to-go plates at both these dinners. Presently, we're working on our Boys State selection, so I hope all the schools have been informed, the high schools, and our selection process will, I don't have the exact date, it's the end of this month, towards the end of the month, and hope the counselors select some good kids that we can hopefully learn about our government and can maybe take over the city here someday. Okay, we also have some men that have been sending packages to, we have a program we send packages to local men serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we could also use support with that also. But we try to send, we have a budget to send to men that have grown up and went to school here and from this community to let them know that we care. And to write down on your calendars, May 26th, we'll be celebrating Memorial Day. We're the host this year at the Arroyo Grande Cemetery. So now's the time to get her written in on your calendar, and we'd like to see you all there. That's all I have. If there's any questions, you can ask or see me later.
Great.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear about your activities. And once again, we really appreciate you being here and hope to have you back soon. Good. Thanks. All right, that takes us to item five, special presentations, and we have three very important presentations this evening, and I'm going to step down from the dais to present those. And first of all, Daryl Sisk, are you in the audience, Daryl? This first proclamation is an honorary proclamation recognizing February 26, 2008 as Spay Day USA. Welcome. And I'll read just a portion of this. Whereas dogs and cats provide companionship to and share homes of over 71 million individuals in the United States, and whereas humane societies and shelters have to euthanize approximately 4 million dogs and cats each year, although many of them are healthy and adoptable, due to a lack of critical resources such as money, space, and good adoptive homes. And whereas the problem of pet overpopulation costs the taxpayers of this county millions of dollars annually through animal control programs aimed at coping with the millions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Tony Ferrara, mayor of the city of Arroyo Grande, on behalf of the city council, do hereby proclaim February 26, 2008 as Spay Day USA, and we encourage the people of Arroyo Grande to observe the day by having their own dogs or cats spayed or neutered, or by sponsoring the spaying or neutering of another person's dog or cat. So it's my pleasure to present this to you, Darrell. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. The proclamation pretty well covered the national statistics, but definitely cat and dog overpopulation is an issue here in our county as well. And we're right around the corner from kitten season, which, as cute as they are, they do grow up into being breeding cats, and then it just basically snowball, just as was stated in the proclamation. We want to really encourage everybody out there right now who does have their pets who are not spayed and neutered to call immediately. Make an appointment with a vet. Get your animal fixed right away before the breeding kicks in, or it will snowball very quickly. If anybody needs more information about Spay Day USA, trapping strays in the area, pet adoptions, or financial assistance if you cannot afford to have your pet spayed or neutered, we welcome you to visit our website, felinenetwork.org, or call us at 549-9-CAT. And we thank you again.
Thank you. Okay, our next presentation, if I could have Don Schultz and Patrick Ivey come up. Irie. This is an honorary proclamation recognizing February 2008 as MDA Firefighter Appreciation Month. And whereas firefighters have been working with the Muscular Dystrophy Association in their fight against neuromuscular disease for over 54 years, and whereas in 2007, U.S. firefighters raised more than $28 million throughout the country in support of MDA and the many causes. Whereas through their daily service to communities and their dedication to the Muscular Dystrophy Association, our local firefighters contribute greatly to the well-being of all citizens. And whereas in honor of the effort of our local firefighters, the Muscular Dystrophy Association is sponsoring February 2008 as Firefighter Appreciation Month. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Tony Ferrara, Mayor of the City of Arroyo Grande, got all that?
We'll see. Thank you very much.
On behalf of MDA, I would like to thank the firefighters of the Royal Grand for their hard work raising money with their Build-A-Boot program to help MDA fight neuromuscular disease. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just wanted to take an opportunity to thank the community. They're the ones who give the money, and we just provide an avenue to do that. One other thing is last month we went to an event for MDA, and since amending the ordinance last year, we were able to raise $8,000, and we got the most improved in the state of California. So that goes to everybody from the council on down to the citizens who gave. So we're having a Field of Boot coming up in another month or so, and we'd like to see everyone out there and appreciate everyone's hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're saving the big heavy one here for last. And this time I'd like to invite up a longtime resident of Arroyo Grande and a good friend, Ella Honeycutt. Ella, would you come up and join me? This is a real pleasure to present this to this fine lady. She is well deserving. This is an honorary proclamation recognizing Ella Honeycutt for her many years of meritorious service to the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District. Whereas Ella Honeycutt was first appointed to the Board of Directors of the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District in 1978 and served continuously since that time until her retirement from the board in December 2007. And whereas Ella Honeycutt's commitment and tenacity to the issues of land and resource conservation and community involvement and close working relationships with former Arroyo Grande City Council member and former District President D.G. Porter led to the preservation and restoration of the well-known Swinging Bridge over Arroyo Grande Creek. And whereas Ella's persistence in the sense of the right led to the implementation of a major project for the restoration of Pismo Lake after disastrous silting of the lake from extensive on the Arroyo Grande Creek led to the revitalization of the Flood Control and Water Conservation Zone 11A following a flood in March 2003. And whereas Ella continues to serve as an associate director and unofficial historian of the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Tony Ferrara, Mayor of the City of Arroyo Grande, once again on behalf of the City Council, do hereby express our deep appreciation to Ella Honeycutt for her many years of service to the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District and to the City of Arroyo Grande. Ella? We'll set this over here. Absolutely.
Okay.
You've never been lost for words.
Okay. Can you put this on the, put this on the screen?
Sure.
Two pictures there. This one first and the second. It's been a pleasure serving the community, and I've met a lot of really nice people, people that care about the community, and I think we're so fortunate living in this area that we take a lot of things for granted, but it takes a lot of hard work to keep things working properly. And this is Pismo Lake Ecological Reserve. Anyway, a few years ago, put the other picture up first, will you, please? Okay, this is Pismo Lake, and it was taken in 1905. So the lake has been around over 100 years, or pictures of it that we know of. And it was very nice, and there wasn't any development in the area. They did grow some artichokes, I found out. And it's been a battle to keep Pismo Lake alive. We've lost it almost three times since the 1978. Would you put the other picture up? Anyway, this is what it looks like today. And recently, Pismo wanted to annex the property across Oak Park Road. Anyway, what would have happened, Pismo Lake would have dried up. Nobody addressed that at the time, but it's very, very serious. This is the jewel of the Central Coast. It's so fortunate to have these opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Neil Havlick. I am the president of the Board of Directors of the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District. I've served on that board for about 7 or 8 years, and I've met Ella, learned a lot about her, worked with her very closely on a number of things, and I just want to kind of reiterate the points that were made in the resolution or proclamation that the mayor read. Ella has been just an inspiration to all of the board members. She's certainly been one to me. And I would, I just feel like when I first met her, she was our historian. She was our institutional memory. And in the 7 years that I've worked with her, she has led battles, or the fight, I don't know what you want to call it, but led the movement to help preserve agriculture in the Arroyo Grande Valley. She has led the battle, as you saw, at Pismo Lake and other areas. And she became the institutional conscience of our organization. And we're very, very sad to see her go, but we know that she'll still kind of be around. In fact, what was it, just last week, she fell into Pismo Lake when the ground slipped away on her, taking some pictures for a booklet that she's working on about it. So her dedication has continued, and it's just been a real joy for me to work with her. I think also we need to acknowledge Stan, Ella's husband. Stan reminds me a little bit of my music teacher's husband. When I was a kid, I took music lessons, and of course, like all kids, I hated them and kind of resisted them. But I really admired my music teacher, and I really admired her husband, who, with no formal training in music, knew a hell of a lot about music just by picking it up day by day by osmosis. And I think the same has happened with Stan. I don't know what his formal education is, but I know that he has become an excellent conservationist and ecologist in his...
just won't do it. An unsung hero.
Any member of the board? Jim, would you like to say anything? No? Okay.
Stand for a picture.
Yes. Okay. What are we going to do now? We'll take a picture with him. Yeah,
he's got that cane that keeps him.
Yeah. He's got this cane to keep me under control.
Safety shot.
Okay, that's a great way to start a meeting. All right, with that, we will move to item 6 on our agenda. Move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 7 is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to come forward and comment, make observations on items that are not published on this evening's agenda. The Brown Act restricts the council from taking any action on matters not published on the official agenda. We would ask that when you come forward, you state your name and please adhere to the 3-minute rule. Anyone who would like to come forward, once again, items not on this evening's agenda.
Break the rules and talk about something you just talked about. So it's on the agenda, but I still think it needs talking about. I just wanted to take time from my day to express to Ella, who's not in the room, that we appreciate her district. It's her work throughout the community that's been very helpful. So with that, I just want to reiterate what you've already said and kind of add on to that. Thank you.
Well said, Tim. Thanks. Anyone else who would like to come forward? Once again, items not published on the agenda.
Good evening. Doug Tate, 645 Acillo in Arroyo Grande, and I, too, would like to break the rules just for a second here and thank Ella for all her hard work and being an advocate for ag land and open space land in this community. And one of my former colleagues on the Planning Commission, Nancy Parker, said Ella was one of her heroes, and I think that's appropriate. Ella has inspired me and many others in the community, and I think she's a treasure in Arroyo Grande, and she is one of my heroes also. So thanks, Ella.
Thanks, Doug. Well said as well. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. We'll close community comments and suggestions, and we will move to the consent agenda. If you're following along on our agenda this evening, we have consent items 8A through 8K, and the council normally approves the consent agenda in one action unless there is an individual item on consent that a member of the council would like to pull for further clarification or a separate action. This is also an opportunity for members of the public to come forward and comment on any item that is on consent. And we will take public comment from anyone who would like to come forward. Once again, consent items 8A through 8K before the council takes action. Anyone who would like to come forward on any item on consent? Okay, seeing no one, we'll close public comment on the consent agenda and we'll bring this to the council. What is the will of the council this evening? Any items to be pulled? No? All right, I have none as well. So I will entertain a motion to approve consent items 8A through 8K.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Anything to read in there tonight, Tim?
No, Mayor Farrar.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Arno?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Thank you. We'll move to item 9, public hearings. We have none this evening. We'll move to item 10, continued business. 10A is
to have a little more time to flesh out the issues and stuff and bring this back at a date uncertain.
Okay. Staff, want to add anything to that? Steve, any comments?
Not really. I mean, we're very open to meet, and, you know, if we can come up with other ideas and options, that's certainly beneficial when we bring it back. I think that's really the intent, is that there may be some ideas out there we hadn't addressed, and if we can come up with some additional options for council consideration, we'll do that and bring it back for consideration.
Okay. Any member of the council have an issue with Councilmember Arnold's recommendation?
I have none.
If not, you want to form that into a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we move to a date uncertain the consideration of the city policy and regulations regarding placement of basketball hoops in the public right-of-way, with the understanding that until such a time, the current policy that we have it will remain in effect.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion on 10A. Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Thank you. Item 11, new business. 11A is consideration of fiscal year 2007-2008 mid-year budget review. Good evening, Angie.
Good evening.
At least you're smiling tonight. That's always a good sign.
Well, I told you it came up a little bit.
Okay.
Overall, this report has not changed considerably from the first quarter report that was presented to Council on December 11, 2007. The projected fund balance for June 30, 2008 is $1.6 million and remains at 11% of appropriations. General fund revenues increased by approximately $285,000 compared to the prior year, and expenditures increased by approximately $357,000. As stated in the mid-year report, revenue should have been $231,000 greater due to a property tax payment that was not distributed by the county on December 5th. Staff notified the county of the error on January 7th and received the payment on January 11th. Had this revenue been received on time, general fund revenues would have exceeded expenditures by $159,000. Total general fund revenues for the first 6 months of the year are at 35% of the budget. This is below the 50% mark for several reasons, most notably the current sales tax revenue only includes 4 months of tax receipts, the property tax revenue that I mentioned earlier, building and permit revenue is down, the city has not yet requested a refund from our excess insurance refund.
Just one, Angie, is when we're looking at the property tax issue and where we're at with that, do we actually get a report from Bordenaro's office on where they think property taxes going in general, or are we just always kind of looking at this based on, you know, on once they pay them. Do we ever actually go and get an estimate from them on where they think property taxes?
Yeah, and I talk to the county quite often too, and that's how we knew that we were coming up short. We weren't anywhere near what they had projected and told us in the beginning. So, and the only one that is really, you know, they release, excuse me, how much we're going to receive, but then they have the supplemental tax and then the property transfer tax. And those are the ones that really swing back and forth. So it's kind of hard to really tell, you know, if it's going to go up or down or how much. But yeah, that's how we were aware that, that we were missing a whole payment. They had actually processed it on their end, just had not transmitted the actual funds. And we were one of the first cities to actually make them aware of that. RDA funds had not been sent out either, and those were pretty considerable. So,
well, related to that, the second half of the question, which maybe we're going to respond to, is as far as their estimate goes on what they're going to be for the year, do we get an opinion from them on where they think it's going? I wasn't really referring just to the late payment.
It was, oh, yeah.
If we're saying it's 5%, do they concur that it's
right?
That
yes. 5%? This year they are saying that we're correct in the 7% estimate. Next year they are predicting it may be for us a little less than 5%, because what they're predicting for themselves is 5%, and we usually come in a little lower. So that's one thing that we're going to address, you know, when we've talked about it at the budget update report. So we may even go lower than what we thought. So,
thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. This is not a public hearing. It's a new business item, but we typically allow public input. Any member of the audience who would like to come forward on this item, feel free to do so. Once again, please adhere to the three-minute rule. Anyone? Okay. We'll close public comment on 11A and bring this back to the council. We'll start with Councilmember Guthrie.
Well, I do, as always, an excellent report. Gives us the information we need to review here. Again, as has been mentioned, things are tight. I still have concerns down the road about how tight they really are. But as far as the snapshot of where we are today, I think this is an excellent report, and certainly can concur with all the staff recommendations here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman. Well, I'll jump on the bandwagon, Angie, but I agree with you, and I would also like to acknowledge on behalf of the council, this has been a team effort. Everybody's pulling together, and so department heads and Steve and everyone else that has really put their shoulder into this to try and right the ship, I think we're getting there. So I appreciate everyone's effort. With that, I'll entertain a motion for staff's recommendation.
So moved. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for staff's recommendation. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Council Board Member Costello?
Yes.
Council Board Member Guthrie?
Yes.
Council Board Member Arnold?
Yes.
Mayor Chair Ferrara?
Yes, thank you. 11B, consideration of modification to the California Public Employees Retirement System PERS contract for local miscellaneous members of and local police members. And you're still here.
It's me again. Before you this evening is a resolution of intention to modify the CalPERS contract to provide the 3% at 50 modified formula for local police members and the 2.5% at 55 modified formula for local miscellaneous members. This is the first reading of the ordinance to amend these contracts. This amendment is based on the current memorandum of understanding between the Service Employees International Union and the 2006 side letter agreement with the Arroyo Grande Police Officers Association and the City of Arroyo Grande. As stated in Article 16 of the SEIU Memorandum of Understanding, the PERS retirement plan will be amended from 2% at the age of 55 to 2.5% at 55. Article 44 of the Arroyo Grande Police Officers Association side letter agreement states that PERS retirement plan will be amended from 3% at 55 to 3% at 50. Both amendments will become effective June 27, 2008, which is the first day of the pay period as required by PERS. The amendment will increase the total contribution rate for the SEIU by 3.3%. As per the MOU, local miscellaneous members will contribute 2.5% of the employee's contribution rate. The total contribution rate for the Arroyo Grande POA will increase by 5.1%. Again, as per the side letter agreement, the local police members will contribute 2.5% of the employee's contribution rate. There will be a total cost impact of approximately $222,000, with $156,000 of the increased cost being paid by the employees and $66,000 being paid by the city. The majority of this increase was included in the 2008-09 budget. However,
any member of the audience would like to come forward on 11B, this would be an opportunity for you to do so. Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring this back to the council. We'll start at the other end with Council Member Arnold.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you said, this is something that we have seen before, so I can support as proposed tonight. Thank you.
Okay, Council Member Costello.
And I also can support this in as much as it simply is putting into writing the agreements that we've already negotiated with the different bargaining units, so I will support this tonight.
All right, thank you. Council Member Guthrie.
Yeah, I'll also be able to support it again. Thanks.
Okay, I'll make it unanimous and entertain a motion.
Is it two motions? I'll move that we approve and authorize the mayor to sign on behalf of the city the attached resolution of intention to amend the contract with the California Public Employees Retirement System for miscellaneous members and local police members.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Does the introduction of the ordinance also need to be referenced?
Separate action.
Okay.
Okay. On the first motion, any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Mayor Farrar?
Yes.
And
I'll move that the city adopt an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande authorizing the amendment to the contract between the city and the Board of Administration of the California Public Employees Retirement System for local miscellaneous members and local police members.
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion on this motion. Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Angie. That's better news this time. That will take us to 11C, consideration of joint fire services agreement with the City of Grover Beach and Oceano Community Services District. Steve, you're going to do this one?
Yes, I think the chief and I are going to share the presentation here, but I'll kick it off. Get situated here. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. The cities of Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach have been involved in a joint fire services agreement since 2004. At first, Arroyo Grande provided the fire chief services, and Grover Beach provided training services. However, the agreement was subsequently modified to consolidate the services so that start over or?
Well, when you push the button, you got to wait for the little green light to come on. If you push the button too quick and it goes off before it goes on.
It's on. You guys tell me when I can. Should I start over?
Yeah, you have to start from the very beginning.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, the cities of Arroyo Grande and Grove Beach have been involved in a joint fire services agreement since 2004. At first, Arroyo Grande was providing fire chief services, and Grover Beach was providing training services. Since then, we modified the agreement to consolidate the services, and Arroyo Grande provides both a fire chief as well as a battalion chief in charge of training services. It's also, the arrangement's also been expanded to provide the opportunity to share backup fire apparatus, and this provided cost savings by enabling us to actually reduce the size of our fleets. The Oceano Community Services District also participated in that agreement. And most recently, the City Council approved a joint firefighter reserve program with all three of the agencies, and this has enabled us to increase staffing availability for all three of the agencies involved. Since that time, most recently, the OCSD fire chief position became vacant. As a result, their staff and board of directors analyzed different service options. And as a result of that analysis, they submitted a request to us to participate in our existing joint fire services agreement. We have drafted a new agreement for your consideration, which is included in your staff report, and that agreement has been recommended by the Fire Oversight Committee. Under the agreement, Arroyo Grande will pay 57% of the total cost of both positions. Grover Beach would pay 28%, and the OCSD would pay 15%. Now, that formula was based on a combination of population, service calls, level of service outlined in the scope of service for each agency under the agreement, and then lastly, the ability to pay for each battalion chief positions. And as a result of that, we are recommending the agreement to be approved on a pilot basis through the end of this fiscal year, and that at that time, it can be extended with the mutual consent of all the parties involved. However, we believe that given the fact that we're already coordinating and already responding jointly to most major incidents, that this will provide an opportunity not only for cost savings, but to provide better service through improved coordination and more common standards by providing these services under one uniform command structure. And so we see that as really the primary benefit. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to our chief, Chief Hubert, to give you just a little bit more details of how it'll actually work.
Good evening. Currently, Battalion Chief Heath is operating out of the Grover Beach Station, and I'm working at the Arroyo Grande Station. We have been effectively sharing our time between the organizations. Oceano Fire Services have been included in many of our cooperative efforts. All agencies are involved in multi-company drills when mandatory training is scheduled. Their personnel are sitting on several committees that have been formed to create efficiencies in purchasing of equipment, standard operating guidelines, and training efforts. Our equipment sharing agreement and regional reserve firefighter program has committed our agencies to work closely with one another. We understand that when we have any emergency incidents of significance, we will all be involved in working closely with one another. The battalion chief will continue to be responsible for our training and professional development program and oversight of the regional reserve firefighter program. Additionally, he would be tasked for those other responsibilities as outlined in the agreement. The fire chief will be responsible for providing broad policy guidance, management, and supervision to the Oceano firefighters. The chief shall assist the Oceano Community Services District in planning and establishing goals and priorities for the organization. Battalion Chief Heath and myself will provide emergency response as overhead supervision for fire ground safety, command, and control functions. We also believe this will be manageable given the existing staffing, since we are already coordinating closely on most activities, and OCSB is not requesting the same level of service
you
as the
other
two agencies. Yeah, there we go. They will be continuing to provide the majority of personnel and financial administration. They have not requested ongoing staff presence at their station, and I will be
able to comment on behalf of the Fire Oversight Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's been my privilege to serve on the Fire Oversight Committee for the past several years, and I have to say that I've been extremely pleased at the level of professionalism and cooperation that we've seen between the two different cities to this point, between Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande. We've seen the level of training get higher, the response efficiencies get better, and the level of preparedness in general just get higher and higher. We've began to expand this and are starting to share equipment and standardize equipment and training. This has all been great for the two communities. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to include the Oceano Community Service District in this now. They've been partners with us in training for the past several years. They've been working very hard to reach the same levels we're at, and I think that this is a well worth continuing and pursuing, and I'm pleased to see the efforts go forward as they have. I'm extremely pleased with how this has worked, and I think that it's going to continue in the future, and it's something we should continue with.
Okay, thank you. At this time, once again, clarifications or questions only on the staff report. Any?
I have one.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In the report on page 3, it mentions the fact that we are going to be partially subsidizing the cost for a little while. Do we have any idea what the time frame is estimated that subsidy will continue?
No timetables have really been set. I know in informal discussions, we're hoping within the next 2 to 3 years that we'll be able to make some additional changes, but it really is contingent upon a number of things being able to happen in terms of other agencies generating additional revenues and those type of things.
And then, I guess, a follow-up on that thought, there was a mention that one of the benefits to all the consolidation is the fact that we were able to sell one of the pieces of equipment. Now, it wasn't totally clear. All the revenue from the sale of that piece of equipment will retain with our city. It will not be shared amongst the...
It'll be shared equally between the city of Grover Beach and the city of Aurora Grandy. OCSD is participating in the overall agreement in terms of switching equipment around when needed. And it's fairly complex, so I won't go into the whole structure. But the actual equipment we were able to sell was the between Aurora Grandy and Grover Beach, we had two identical backup units. And so by coming up with this agreement, we were able to sell those, and now we're sharing.
Once again, this is not a public hearing, but I'm looking at the audience, and I recognize a few of you out there that might want to say something, so we will open it to public comment.
Honorable Mayor, members of the council, Jim Hill from Oceana Community Services District. It's an honor to be here tonight in support of this item. Mr. Adams has outlined the various benefits of it for our communities. I look out and the members of the council here and the citizens of Aurora Grandy, and also when I go to Grover Beach, I see my friends, my neighbors, in some cases my relatives. And a lot of time has gone into this. People in the areas, I think, are wondering why we haven't cooperated more, especially for fire service. And the benefits are pretty dramatic. As natural a fit as this is, there's been a lot of hard work that's gone into it. I want to recognize Chief Hubert, Battalion Chief Heath, Steve Adams, and also the City Council of Grover Beach, and Bob Peralt. Other people that have worked real hard at this at Oceanos, it has been Arnie Dowdy, Patrick O'Reilly, Gina Davis is here. A lot of people have worked really hard to get this to the point where it is. We've had cooperation for a long time, as you know, with our mutual aid and other agreements. The joint reserve agreement, the equipment sharing agreement, this is kind of a further culmination of all of this work. And I want to thank all of the people that are involved, and I want to just express my pride to be associated with the fire service here in this area. I know the chief and Steve has mentioned, and Joe also, your comment, and Barbara Mann here is one of our board fire committee members. We are very proud of the professionalism and the continuing improvement that our firefighters, the men of our community's fire service, are dedicated professionals, and they work.
Okay, just thought I would ask. All right, anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public comment portion on this item, and we'll bring this back to the council, and I think, Joe, it's appropriate we start with Councilmember Costello.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. As I mentioned, the cities of Grover Beach and Aurora Grandy have worked very well together for the past several years. We've seen the level of training get higher and higher. We've seen economies in terms of response. We've got the drop zone now where the first in engine to some parts of Aurora Grandy is the engine coming out of Grover Beach. So we've expanded coverage. We've been able to work and cooperate with both departments as well as with firefighters in the Oceana Community Service District to train together to establish consistent levels of performance that we expect and train to. We have the mutual aid agreements in place and automatic aid agreements in place where any large event, we're going to be responding together at any rate. This makes a lot of sense to me that we continue to move forward to consolidate the agencies as we go and to cooperate wherever possible. I think it ensures that any time we have a large incident, we're going to have knowledgeable people that respond together, know what to expect from one another, know how to cover each other's backs, and serve the people of this community in a better and more efficient way through the years. I can strongly recommend that we approve this agreement tonight. I think it's good for the community. It's good for all three communities. And the fact that we're going to be subsidizing this to a minor degree is offset by the economies that we're getting and by some of the savings that we've already experienced in terms of just pure dollars and cents. This makes a lot of sense to me politically. It makes a lot of sense to me economically. And I think it's the right thing to do. So I encourage us all to vote yes tonight on this.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Guthrie.
Yes, I too can support this evening. I think that although technically we call this a subsidy, there is actually a net gain to the city built on the assumption that, in fact, the additional training is minimal cost, that in fact, it won't overextend the chief and won't overextend the battalion chief. So while we may technically be paying a disproportionate share, we're actually, I point out to the public, that we're actually, I'm going to say, making money on this deal. But I think, as pointed out by Councilman Costello, that in fact, if we ever do have a major incident, the coordination and additional training will more than pay for any subsidy, no matter what community it's in. That the day that we have the big fire off in Wasna or somewhere like that, the fact that all of our available firefighters are trained together 7 years ago, whatever it was, that the talk of consolidation was huge and all of the problems were out there. I think this is one of those times when we have the opportunity to go that next step and sort of walk the talk of consolidations and move this forward a little bit at a time, and that's the only way we're ever going to get there. So I can certainly support this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Arnold.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I, too, can support this. I have been a big proponent of the consolidation. It's amazing how tedious a process it is and how long it has taken to get this far, but I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing. And I agree completely with the fact that better trained staff and everyone working together will benefit everyone in the long run. So I can also accept the fact that there may be a minimal expense for the city for a little while, but in the overall picture, it's a definite benefit. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Well, I can do nothing but reinforce what has already been said. I think the important thing to realize is that automatic aid and mutual aid, as Councilmember Costello mentioned a moment ago, those systems have been around for years, and all of the agencies participate. What is critical, though, is that it doesn't matter what your badge looks like or what your patch looks like when you show up. In one of those responses, you need to be performing at the same level and to the same standards. And this, in my mind, goes a long way towards achieving that goal. And so I can wholeheartedly support this. I think any measure that we can take to ensure standardization in so many different ways, it does nothing but benefit the community. So I'm very pleased that we're taking this step and this anticipated action this evening. And with that, Councilmember Costello, would you care to make a motion?
With my privilege, sir. I recommend the council approve the proposed agreement for joint fire management, administrative, and training services and equipment sharing, the agreement, between the City of Arroyo Grande, City of Grover Beach, and the Oceana Community Service District, OCSD.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Mayor Farrar?
Yes. That will take us to item 12, City Council Member Reports. I'll go first with the SLOCOG Slorda project that will work. Slorda will meet tomorrow. We are having some difficulty with the maintenance on some of our buses. As a result, there have been some issues with route service that have come up. They've been minimal, thankfully. But at the same time, the previous contractor left our fleet in not the best of shape. So we've had to kind of scramble to put leased buses on the road and until the others get repaired. South County Sanitation District met last week, and there's nothing new to report there. The plant is operating fine, and we will go to, let's see, the Mayor Pro Tem is not here, so we'll go to Councilmember Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be brief tonight. Zone 3 Water Advisory Board has not met since our last report, nor has the APCD. However, that will be coming up fairly soon. Fire Oversight Committee met recently, but again, we just took care of the business that was most significant from that. And we've had no meeting of the Fire Consolidation Oversight Committee for a number of months, so there's nothing to report on that front either. Thank you.
Okay. Before I go to Councilmember Guthrie, did I say that SORTA was going to meet tomorrow in my comments? Strike that. They're going to meet on the 5th of next month. And there will be no slow cog meeting, I understand, in March. Okay, now we'll go to Councilmember Guthrie.
I'll be short as well. SCAT has not met since my last report, and I don't have a report on the JPIA meeting, which actually I think was today. But it's not when we attend. It's just when we get a report on. Thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Arnold.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Integrated Waste Management Board meets in 2 weeks. And the EBC, I had an opportunity to attend the disaster preparedness seminar for businesses. It was put on last week. They had a huge turnout, about 210 people. It was put on between the governor's office and the EBC. And that will be that they were going to be editing the one that was put here and the one that's going to be taking place down in Santa Barbara. And there will be a video that will be available to view on sloevc.org. I believe they said in about a month or so. So that's my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll move to item 13. What I'd like to do is come back and get a little more detail on the specific species that we're talking about. I think we've come to an agreement on the street trees themselves, but there's been some issue on the bulb outs, and the species that is being recommended, I think we need to take another look at because they have the potential of getting quite large. And what I would like to do is unwrap that again and make sure that we're on the right track and we're in sync in terms of the tree issues. So, and I think while we, between tonight and when this comes back to us, there are going to be a number of activities, starting with the Tree Guild making a presentation to the village improvement. That's going to come up. So we'll have feedback from that as well when we take another look at this. So anybody have any problems with that?
None.
Nope.
Okay. So we'll bring this back, Steve, when...
Okay, it would be helpful. I just want to make sure I got specific direction on the town hall meetings.
Well, I didn't know that represents sort of an action. What I had recommended, just to give you some quick background, what I had recommended was because of the fact that if we do wind up with a species that creates a significant sized tree at the entrance to the village, that is a, at least in my mind, that is a significant character shift for the village. And as a result of that, historically what we have done is open this up to the community. Whenever we have an important decision like this that is in fact going to affect everyone in our city that loves to come down to the village, what they see when they get here is an issue I think that they should participate in terms of adding their own views and observations. So I was going to recommend two town hall meetings, one at South County Regional Center, one at perhaps the Rotary Bandstand on dates that are yet to be determined. Now, I'm not sure, based on where we are right now, Tim, how far we can go with that. I think we're probably already there.
Your mic's off.
Again. here, and I'm so well. Let's just get an informal nod of does everyone sort of agree in concept enough to at least give staff some idea? Okay. Were you able to read our body language? All right. Okay. Well, you know, we do want to move forward to this, and we do want to keep it going. And I think eventually it will come back to us anyway for maybe a final stamp.
Yeah. The only reason I bring it up is it helps us to get a little direction so we can start planning this stuff. So
okay.
I'd like to
All right.
get that to move ahead quickly.
Good. Thank you. City manager items, none this evening, Steve? Okay. Council communication?
I have one, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to mention that this last Sunday over at the Clark Center, the Destination Imagination ceremonies took place, and the city did very well. I think the city manager was telling me that 10 teams from Ocean View will be attending state. My son was on one of those teams, and his daughter is on one. And so I did want to really say a thank you to all the volunteers involved in the Destination Imagination, including Maggie Summers. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Guthrie just reminded me of something important, and it happened last week. And as we all know, there was a joint meeting at the Regional Center, the City of Grover Beach, City of Pismo Beach, City of Arroyo Grande, and also Oceano Community Services District. We were looking at the homeless issue and a strategy that we might put in place here in South County to see if we could come up with some form of a solution for the homeless problem specifically in South County. And at the same time, Dana Lilly from the county was there as well and presented information on the county's 10-year plan. And we felt that we should be participating in their leadership committee that is part and parcel of that 10-year planning process. At that meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Fellows indicated an interest to serve and represent the city on that leadership committee. And I assume that Steve consent. I'm trying to get an idea of who's interested, and that's not an action.
I might be interested, but
okay. All right. All right. So that is what has happened, and we can bring that back. I just want staff to be able to at least contact the county and let them know that we do have an interest in representing or having the city be represented, and we'll go from there. All right. Then we'll get to item 16, staff communication. Anything?
Actually, you read my mind. That was the item I was going to bring up to see if you wanted me to place.
Okay. And just so we're straight, were you going to ask for some ideas? And
can I point out that the next agenda, the mayor and I are gone, and I don't want us to get appointed in our absence.
You can probably assure you.
Yeah. That's right.
We need an action to make it.
We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. All right. That'll take us to item 17, community comments and suggestions. You're the only taker. Anything, Mike? Okay. All right. That'll close our final community comments and suggestions period, and that takes us to item 18, and that's adjournment.
So moved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Kelly.